How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
Mom is in Control, episode 28.
Welcome to Mom is in Control, where it's all about helping women redefine the beautiful mess called life and parenting and take back control of what they truly desire. And now, here is your host, Heather Chauvin.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Heather Chauvin here, your host of the Mom is in Control podcast, where it's all about helping you evolve the way that you live, work, play, and parent. This is about the third time that I've tried to record this podcast, and either my furnace that is literally right next to me is blasting, or my computer just decides, I don't want to record this anymore. So I'm pushing through. So if there's any background noise that's really annoying, I sincerely apologize. As always, you might want to put some headphones on for this episode because I am getting real and raw and I don't want the kiddos to pick up on my bad habits. All right, so today I'm talking about how we screw ourselves over. Are you ready? It's simple. We do it all the time. I do it too. It's part of the human condition. But now we're going to pull back the curtains, and I'm going to kind of give you as to why we do this and how to get out of it. So let's just stop screwing ourselves over. How does that sound? Sound good? I was surfing the internet last night, and I was on YouTube, and I came across this TED Talk, and her name was Mel Robbins, and she seems to be well-known all over the place, and she's a relationship expert. And I really loved her wit, and I liked how she explained kind of a lot of science-y stuff. And anyways, I'm going to go deeper into that. But the TED Talk is in the show notes, so you can click there and view the TED Talk. Click on it so you can actually see it. So after listening to the podcast, listening to the TED Talk might actually give you some more education and kind of wrap up this whole thing. All right, so going into this, there's a new F-bomb in town that I absolutely despise. No, it's not fuck you. No, it's not fuck, even though I say this lots. It is fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. It's going to be okay. I'm fine. Yeah. Yeah, my child just like punched me in the face. I'm fine. Yeah, me and my husband will probably end up getting divorced after the kids move out, but I'm fine. I'll just wait till then. Yeah, I've gained 50 pounds, but you know, life is busy. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and secretly I cry myself to sleep every night, but I'm fine. Yeah, my child was just diagnosed with something, a learning disability, but I'm fine. We're not fine, ladies, so let's stop convincing ourselves that we are. The bigger issue with fine is that we're just lying to ourselves and we're not actually listening to the physical sensations and physical signs that change needs to happen. So let me explain this. So we all have an inner snooze alarm. And, you know, we all know this, right? It's the snooze, snooze, snooze. I don't want to change. I don't want to get up. I'm cozy and comfy here. Scientists have proved with, you know, our millions of dollars of research that could probably feed Africa, they've labeled what the energy is called, the physical force that is needed to get your ass out of bed in the morning. They call it activation energy. So, you know, when you're lying there and you're so cozy and comfortable and you're just like 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes, what makes that 10 more minutes, how is that going to transform your life? What you're doing is just you're comfortable and you're prolonging the inevitable of using this activation energy, right? The physical force needed to get your ass out of bed and your feet on the ground. So using the same theory, I'm going to be talking about the activation energy and what we need to do to actually create change in our lives so that we don't need to admit ourselves into the psych ward before we actually get help. We don't need to let our lives completely fall apart before we actually get help, because it's that kind of physical force that's needed for some individuals. So pay attention. Stop convincing yourself that you are fine. Stop convincing yourself that your child's behaviors are socially acceptable. So let me back up for a second. The human body is an amazing mechanism. Agree? Not only do we, you know, have something inside of us that can, well, we're created this way, that can house another human being, regardless if you've adopted your children or given natural birth to them or whatever. That's the way the body is created. Not all work equally, but that's the way it's created. So when you're thirsty, what happens? You get something to drink. When you're hungry, what happens? You eat. So when we get these aches and contractions and a little depressed and sad and resentful and angry, what happens? Why are we not listening to those signs? That's the soul aching. That's the spiritual part of ourselves, the other part that nobody teaches you about, that says, wake up, listen to me. Give me something. I'm craving something. Feed me. But we all know that if we don't eat or drink, we will die. This has been ingrained in us. But what we all don't know is that if we do not fulfill our soul, we will die too. Because if you are not growing and evolving as a human being, you are dying. It's fact. Right? Our hair grows, our nails grow, our body is changing constantly, we get wrinkles, whatever happens, we're constantly growing and evolving and shifting and changing. It's evolution. It's part of the human experience. So if we're not growing, evolving, and changing with this, we're going to get stagnant, we're going to get stuck, and the aches and the pains are going to manifest. Physical, emotional, spiritual, you name it. Call this stuff woo-woo, I call it common sense. So when we understand how the body works, we can utilize these signs better to design the life that we crave, whether it's in our parenthood, in our relationships with others, marriage, partnerships, whatever, self, yada, yada, yada. So I'm going to touch on something and then I'm going to go full circle of my rant here. So we also have two parts of the brain. So Mel Robbins, the woman who inspired this podcast today, link to that is in the show notes, her TEDx talk. She said there's two parts of the brain. We have the autopilot and we have the emergency brake. And I know a lot of people who are living in actually both those states, right? They're in fight or flight constantly and they're living in survival mode and they don't know how to get out of it. So there's these two parts, fight or flight, and then the emergency break. So life happens, right? You get an idea like, I want to go for a walk. And then the emergency break comes on and it tells you all the reasons of why you don't have time to go for a walk. So Mel has this 5-second rule. She said, it has nothing to do with dropping food on the floor. So within 5 seconds, if you do not take action or write something down from that thought or desire, when we're actually listening to what the soul is craving, it's not going to happen. So if you're like, I really want to go for a walk today, and then the emergency brake comes on and you convince yourself, I don't have time for that, right? I don't have time to go for a walk. Oh, it's crappy outside. Oh, yada, 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 yada. The soul, your body, and what it's craving on an emotional level just told you what it needs, right? I need a walk. It just told you what it needs. And you refuse to listen. So it's like saying to your body when you're thirsty, I'm not going to give you water right now. I'm not going to give you water. Oh, I'm thirsty. I'm not going to get water. So eventually what's going to happen is your body's going to deteriorate. You're going to get dehydrated and you're going to die. So when it comes to soul growth, emotional growth, we get all of this, these physical sensations, right? And we need to act on them. The walk, the book, coffee, tea with a friend. Go buy yourself some goddamn underwear. Meditate. What do you want to do? So how do we stop screwing ourselves over? Well, I'm going to circle back around to activation energy. Going back to the snooze button, right? Snooze, 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes. Ladies, gentlemen, wake the fuck up. You're not fine. Just get rid of the alarm clock. Saying, what does my body crave right now? That physical force, that physical energy that you need to take action and gain momentum is called activation energy. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. So wake up, take action, and know that it takes a lot of physical force to turn off snooze. So that is how we stop screwing ourselves over. When we become the CEOs of how we want to feel and we show up for these signs and these symptoms from what our soul is craving. So I hope that was helpful. Let's just stop screwing ourselves over. So if you have a desire, if you have an ache, if you have a, oh, that would be awesome. I want you to reach out to me. You can send me an email, a personal email at heather@heatherchauvet.com. Head on over to our new website, heatherchauvet.com or Mom is in Control. Subscribe and like the podcast. And of course, join our newsletter. Why? Because that is where my inner peeps are. And that is when I'm always giving them the greatest deals and insights and all of that stuff. All right, ladies, we will chat soon. Have a fabulous day.
Thank you for listening to Mom is in Control. If you like this episode, please leave us a kind review on iTunes. For the full show notes from today's episode, hop on over to mamasincontrol.com.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store, so you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvet.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful Myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.